This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, State of Missouri, Respondent versus Narvel S. Harmon, Appellant, decided July 29, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, State of Missouri, number ED12815. Respondent, Appeal from the Circuit Court of Washington County versus Cause number 23WA, CR0027801. Narvel S. Harmon, Honorable Wendy W. Horn, Appellant, filed July 29, 2025. Introduction, Narvel Harmon, Defendant, appeals the Circuit Court's judgment after a jury found him guilty of first-degree harassment. In his sole point on appeal, defendant argues the Circuit Court abused its discretion by admitting evidence of a trigger-like gesture he made during his preliminary hearing because it was speculative to interpret defendant's gesture as a threat. This court holds the Circuit Court did not err in admitting the evidence of defendant's gesture because it was a threat toward the victims, which was admissible to show defendant's consciousness of guilt. Point I is denied. The Circuit Court's judgment is affirmed. Factual and procedural history. Because defendant does not challenge the sufficiency of the evidence to support his conviction, the facts viewed in the light most favorable to the verdict are 1. Braden Burns and 1 State versus Townsend, 649 SW 3D 72 77, Motorzap ED 2022. 2. Haley Juliet, collectively victims, were neighbors with defendant, who was also Juliet's distant cousin. In the past, victims regularly provided defendant with food, water, and a place to shower. In the evening of August 8, 2023, victims were at home with their one-year-old daughter when defendant came into their house irate and unannounced, speaking incomprehensibly. Juliet testified defendant said he was Jesus and other totally ludicrous things. To de-escalate the situation, victims told defendant they were going to Juliet's sister's house for dinner. Defendant left their house within minutes. Again unannounced, defendant returned shortly afterwards. After coming into their house, defendant flung his shirt off, said he was Jesus and Jesse James, and said he was hot because a man named Rico was coming after him. Defendant threatened to kill victims and Juliet's grandmother. Defendant claimed to own victim's house and threatened to burn it down. Burns stated, "I was pretty scared. I'm not too scared of much, but I was constantly scared. Felt threatened. Very, very, very threatened." Juliet stated, "It's terrifying. When someone comes in right next to your baby, that's terrifying." For 5 to 10 minutes, victims repeatedly requested defendant leave. After defendant left their home, victims went to Juliet's sister's house and called the police. Deputy Ethan Howarth of the Washington County Sheriff's Office spoke to defendant later in the evening. Defendant admitted he entered victim's home. Deputy Howarth testified defendant stated he did not make a claim that he was going to kill someone, just that he wanted to kill someone. The state charged defendant with first-degree harassment and first-degree burglary. 3. At defendant's preliminary hearing, Deputy Austin Hewitt of the Washington County Sheriff's Office sat in the courtroom behind victims. After the hearing concluded, defendant was being escorted out of the courtroom. When he walked in front of victims, Deputy Hewitt saw defendant raise his hands to under his chin and move his thumb in a trigger-like manner. Deputy Hewitt testified the gesture was directed at victims. Defendant objected to the admission of Deputy Hewitt's testimony at trial, arguing it was more prejudicial than probative. The Circuit Court overruled the objection and admitted Deputy Hewitt's testimony. During closing argument, the state said, "If you have any doubt at all, it's expelled by the fact that almost 2 months later, he's in court, in shackles, going like this, trying to intimidate them even more, trying to still harass them." The jury acquitted defendant of first-degree burglary, but convicted him of first-degree harassment. Defendant was sentenced to 7 years imprisonment. This appeal follows. Standard of review. The general rule for the preservation of error is an objection stating specific grounds must be made at trial. The same grounds must be set out in the motion for new trial, and these grounds must be renewed in the appellate brief. State v. Young, 603 SW3D 305 313, Mojer App ED 2020. Here, defendant objected to the admission of Deputy Hewitt's testimony at trial, renewed the objection in his motion for new trial, and raised the issue in his appellate brief. Accordingly, the issue is properly preserved.